Sunday afternoons. That was quite interesting. Now, your grandmother has a little bit of interest in that temple hill. I'm talking about the hills back of the temple.
Uh-huh.
Now, you go up there, and it's quite unique, and the formation is different. You know, then you can see, you know, they've got the ledges where they got the rock for the temple. You can see those. But one thing that's different is there's lots of little round rocks.
Up behind the temple?
Up behind there, yeah, little round rocks. And we used to go up there and fill our pockets with these flipper rocks. Now that's another thing. Everybody had a flipper. All the boys had a flipper, and they carried
What's
it with them.
What's a flipper?
Well, we used to get a fork stick out of the tree, and then you get two rubbers, and make a sling, and that's what you'd shoot.
What would you hit?
Well, we'd shoot birds, shoot everything, but just to have them. But the boys, if they didn't have a flipper, they'd be just about naked. They had to have a flipper.
And how old were you when you had a flipper?
Oh, gosh, I think when I was 6 or 7, I had a flipper. But it was good, but it was a lot of fun. And the rubber that you got then was good rubber, you know. You could pull that back like that, and boy, you could shoot quite a ways with those flippers.
Wow.
But I can remember the first BB gun I got. I was a nut. I wanted a gun, and finally I got a BB gun. And we'd go and shoot, and then my brother would go and buy some BBs and come and borrow it. And one time he shot this thing out of the end of the BB gun, and we never could find it. And I never had a BB gun anymore.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to ask you a little bit about the names that you used for parts of the house that you grew up in. What's the room where everybody gathered when people came over? What did you call that?
That's the living room.
Okay. And did you build a fire in the winter?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the only way you could.
Tell me about the parts of, you know, the fireplace and how you built a fire.
Well, we had, in the living room, we had a heat roller. And that's the way we heated that. And in the kitchen, we had a kitchen range. And the kitchen range had a heater on to heat the water, or hot water. That's the way you heated it. And then it had an oven, and you baked in it. And then you did your cooking right on top of that. And then in the front room, we had a fireplace. We used to make fires in the fireplace.
How did you make a fire? What kind of wood did you use? And
the wood we used was, most of the wood we got was what we called fat pine. Now we went up to the mountains and got it. Now this, when you go up in the mountains and you see these scrub pines, that's fat pine.
Uh-huh.
And you get those, and it had lots of pitch in it. And when it burned, you know, it had a nice, pretty flame. And this is what they favored, was going up there. And I've gone up there with my father and got this hit pine. And we used to go up the mountains to get it. And most of, you know, we didn't have, for years and years, we didn't have money to buy any coal. So we went up there and we got quaking ass wood. And then we'd saw that up and use that over the winter.
Uh-huh.
And most of the winters, that's what we did. We burned wood. And then when it got so we could, then we bought coal. We used coal. But coal was a lot more efficient, you know, and it lasted longer, so it was a lot better.
Really? Did the... So you had a fireplace, was it built out of rock?
Yes. Yeah,
was there anything, like a little shelf above it?
Yeah, there was a mantelpiece above that fireplace.
Was there one at the bottom where you
No.
sat?
Well, yeah.
What did you call that?
There was a place there you could sit.